Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPad, and take a break, because this episode, we're catching up from the holidays, discussing parenting and advice from the world of social media. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. Producer John is here in the studio with us today.
Great to be back.
Yes,
what do you have there?
All right, guys. New year.
She's not pregnant.
Not pregnant. We are. We're popping bottles,
there
baby.
We go.
Yes. Can she do it?
I don't want
to. Oh, yes.
Wondered if she was out of practice.
That is the first bottle of champagne I've popped since pregnancy. So.
Oh, you didn't have champagne on Christmas morning?
No. We didn't do much drinking this holiday season. Everybody was kind of sick and out and about. So
I drank
plenty for you. I'm going to pour myself a glass here. And then I'm going to pass it to John.
John is just such a gentleman pouring me a glass. Thank you, John. When it comes to the holidays, was there anything that stood out? Best gift, best experience?
Yeah. Colton got a bike from Santa, which was super fun, exciting.
Was it a Paw Patrol bike?
It was not. It was just a regular blue one, little training wheels. We had a lot of fun playing with that on Christmas Day. Even though it was super cold, we bundled up, went outside.
South Carolina in the 30s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, it was his real first gift that he recognized. It was from Santa. He got excited Christmas morning, got the video of him for the very first time, like going to the Christmas tree and seeing that there were actually gifts there. So it was a lot of fun from that perspective.
Does Santa wrap? I know the bike, you really probably wouldn't wrap.
No, he didn't wrap any gifts this year.
Yep. Do you make him stop at the end of the stairs?
So it helped this year that Nolan is still in the crib. So like we all had to go together as a family to grab Nolan.
I mean, everybody has their own traditions. Mm-hmm. My kids, they know that they have to get Max and Ginger and sit there, smile, and then go and see what.
Do you take a picture?
Of course. There's always a picture of them of like they've been awake for the past 30 minutes and, you know, ready to come downstairs. So, well, we got maybe not as much of Santa gifts, Grayson and Gabriel both wanted Pokemon cards. So Pokemon cards. But Grayson had requests from my mom, who is Nana, a gold chain with the number 10. And the number 10 is Grayson McCall and Tyreek Hill's number.
I'm telling you.
So he got a gold chain. And let me tell you, that gold chain has not come off. And he has told me from playing sports, you know, over the holidays, just playing basketball and throwing the football, he now has Tyreek Hill skills and can catch the ball and play ball so much better
because of
the
this gold chain.
Yes.
That's what I did with my new shoes. I can run faster.
Yeah.
Quicker because I had my new shoes on.
Because you have your new shoes on.
And but John's shoes might actually help you run faster. I don't think a gold chain is helping.
I don't know if that's gold chain that helps. And then Gabriel got a, the three-headed dragon, King Ghidorah from Godzilla. That was all he wanted. He got that. And we got just a bunch of Carolina Panthers and Coastal, Clemson, and North Carolina gear.
Nice.
So, yeah. But that gold chain has been the talk of the town. The principals, the assistant principals at our school, they all know about the gold chain. And now all of his little buddies, they want a gold chain because it has magic.
It has magic.
Is he sleeping and showering in it?
I make him take it off in the shower.
Okay.
I have caught him a couple times trying to go to bed with the gold chain, but I'm still a little bit of a hypochondriac when it comes to that. I'm like, no, buddy, you can't sleep with the gold chain.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take the gold chain off. But as soon as he wakes up in the morning, you know, back in the day before I got LASIK, it was grab the glasses and then you can get up. Oh, no. For him, it's grabbing that gold chain. And then he can come downstairs.
Please tell me he's like walking around the house without a shirt on. And
let me tell
you, like he is in a locker room.
So this morning, they're wanting to grow their hair out. And I have two redheads and their hair just, it doesn't grow. It's like an afro in a sense. Like they just cannot grow like pretty sunshine hair. But this morning I caught him in the bathroom trying to do a mohawk with the hair, the auburn red hair. The gold chain, no shirt on with his pajama pants. And he has to wear his Old Spice cologne.
Oh, all right.
Now, Grayson turns 7 in a couple weeks.
You're in trouble, mama. Wow. You are in trouble.
I'm like, Lord, what did I do? Oh, just wait.
Oh, I know.
Just wait.
Oh, I know.
And then Gabriel, he's just like, whatever, whatever. Mama, what do you want me to wear today?
What? So opposites.
So holidays, yeah. And it was cold here.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't do a whole lot. We did some of the attractions here. That's about it.
Yeah, that was, we kind of nice. Just hung out.
Mm-hmm. Low key.
Recovered from some sickness. Yeah. But I didn't see 9 o'clock, let alone midnight.
I stayed up till midnight. I was watching the Ryan Seacrest and then Miley Cyrus, like switching all around in the country one.
I'm a big fan of Miley Cyrus. I like her.
You know, I actually was shocked. She's talented.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh,
she's
yes.
really talented. And then Dolly Parton was on there. And Dolly Parton, I swear.
She's an American icon.
She
hero.
Is. Have you signed up for her books?
Oh, yes. So actually, the one that she sends out, I think it's called I Am a Rainbow. Her picture's on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we read that book, I'll flip it over and I'll ask Colton, "Colton, who is this?" And he goes, "Dolly Parton."
Oh, you need to get that recorded.
Dolly Parton.
That's cute.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So he recognizes her already just because of her book. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do we got? What do we got? While we're looking at review here, I do want to say, you know, our reviews are looking a little low, guys. We could really use your support to go in. Leave us a review and 5-star, like us on whatever platform you listen
to. Yeah. Just give us some feedback.
Yeah. We would love to hear anything that you got.
I mean, mm-hmm. we would love to talk about topics that
inspire us for the new year.
Mm-hmm. Please, please. Mm-hmm. Talking about that, Jen and I were putting together the script today and we had not discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny to know because I asked, what's your word for the 2023 year? Because I had saw on social media that several businesses, individuals, families, they pick a word for the year and they live by it. I guess the Brunson family mm-hmm. does this. So I want to know what the Brunson family's
word
and how this came about for you guys.
Okay, so it started around 2018 because I worked for Learfield. And the company made each employee pick a word of the year to focus on. And I really loved the idea. So I brought it into our family. And we sit down and we talk about what that word means to us, what we want it to look like. So it's more than just a word. It's a mantra that we live mm-hmm. by for the whole entire year. Last year, our word of the year was energy.
Okay.
We wanted to bring energy to everything that we did. We wanted to keep energy up within our family dynamic, within our relationship. At the time, we didn't know I was going to be pregnant, so energy kind of sounds counterintuitive at the moment. But
it was energy because it was a three. It was the last year.
Absolutely.
The three.
Mm-hmm. So this year, our word of the year is reflection.
Okay.
And it's kind of twofold for us. One being for Lewis and I, we want our children to be a reflection of us. So we need to constantly be thinking about how we reflect on them and the types of things that we're doing and saying and watching. Is it something that we would approve our kids to be part of? So we just want to stop and reflect and see if it's something that is good for our entire family so that they can be a reflection of us, of who we are. The other part is breaking a cycle. And we have some habits that we know we're not fond of. And so when we get into those cycle of habits, we want to stop and reflect and look back on the reasons why we're in those habits and how we can break them and the reasons why we don't like them. So reflecting on a time when we weren't in that cycle and getting ourselves out of that cycle, it's a bad habit. And so that's kind of where reflection came from for us.
I like it.
We take that word and then write it on a big whiteboard we have in our garage and we see it every day when we leave for work or come home from work. You know, New Year's resolutions, I can't handle it. It's a replacement for us to kind of reset mm-hmm. At the beginning of the new year, pick a new word and reflect on the year past and moving forward, how we can take that word and implement it for the rest of the year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, our family has never done this before, but just hearing from what you just said, I would love to work with my family of finding a word. But my word for the year uh-huh. is memorable mm-hmm. because one of the things that with having kids now that are starting to get in, they want their little computers. They have their little video games, the Madden, the TV movies. That's not memorable. I want to be able to make those memories for my kids of, you know what, we're going to go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Memories of maybe let's take a trip or let's just enjoy each other's company. Let's just sit and talk about something. Gabriel and I were putting together a puzzle mm-hmm. a couple days ago together. And I couldn't tell you the last time that we put a puzzle together because we get so caught up in everything that's taking place and just don't slow down and enjoy each other. That's one of the things that I really want to do. So memorable it would be mine.
I love it.
I'll have to get back to you and our family sits down because I'm going to pull a Brunson family. maybe we'll get our own whiteboard and put together something. So
pause for a moment, guys. I'm going to pour myself a little more.
Me
dance.
Too. I've already, John must think that we're like really lightweights when it comes to.
Can't exactly. go to waste.
So while we're doing that, I guess we can move on.
Subject for today, topic yeah. for today. We're taking a look at some of the parenting advice that comes across on social media. The good, the bad, the ugly, the truth, the not truth, and just kind of talking to ourselves through them and what it yeah. means. And should you be looking at everything that's on the internet?
That's, I think, where we should start because, man, it gives you so much advice and it's almost laughable.
I agree.
Or I get angry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm not the
only one. You're certainly not the only one. And that's kind of why we want to talk about it today.
Yes. Why does social media have the right to give us advice?
Thank you for saying that.
So I have several friends.
As people listen to our podcast.
Right? Sorry, guys. But hey, send us what you're thinking. Yeah. But I have several friends right now that are pregnant. And they're like, any tips or tricks you can give us? I said, I'm not going to give you any tips and tricks because here's the deal. Every parenting is different. Mm-hmm. Everybody is different. Everybody does what works best for them.
Fair enough. Well, I think each of us found a couple of ones that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, Shannon, I will go first.
Yes.
One of my first ones, this is an influencer on Instagram. I believe she also has her own podcast, and I just kind of discovered this while I was researching. I have followed her on Instagram for a while, but she is Peds Doctor Talk.
Okay.
She is a pediatrician. She has her own kids, but this was one that came across about 2 weeks ago, I think. And it is commenting on kids' weights is the title of the Instagram post. And she says, double tap if you agree. She says, as a physician, I spend a lot of time talking to parents about growth and development. Weight is often the first vital sign taken. And for so many people, this can be a huge source of stress. In the pediatric world, the only reason a weight may matter is for doing doses of medicine or monitoring overall growth trajectory. There is a huge psychological component behind weight and body image. Hearing terminology about our bodies is hurtful and shameful and doesn't get to the root, creating lifestyle changes to support the health of our bodies and not a number on the scale. Weight does not equal health. At holiday parties and in events, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and even parents feel the need to comment on children's bodies. She's basically just saying that there's no need to comment about children's weight.
100%
whatsoever. I think this is a very interesting subject.
It is.
You look at, and I am guilty of it. Sometimes I will, even in front, like Nolan, I'll call him Chunky Monkey. And I think about, is Colton listening to that?
Yeah.
And going,
oh,
my brother's not a Chunky Monkey.
Yeah. Or why are you saying?
Right, exactly. Is that a bad thing?
Do we need to lose
thing?
Weight? Do,
correct.
Because weight is such a
issue. I mean, we're lucky in the sense of I think that girls tend to have body weight issues more than males. But I think it's something as male parents as well, we have to think about the boys might be struggling with it just as much.
So it's interesting that you bring this up because my kids are very close in age, and mm-hmm. Gabriel is extremely tall for his age.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gotten bullied for, you're the big kid. Why are you so tall? Why are you so big? And Grayson, of course, then, because Grayson may be a little bit smaller, but he's got the attitude. You think he's like his mama and his dad mixed together, that he's, don't call my brother like that. My brother's just tall. Mm-hmm. You know, but Gabriel has asked me, Mama, I have a little bit of a love handle. You call them love handles. I mean, I don't really love them,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you as the parent, and mm-hmm. I'm really bad about this because as a woman, I mean, I hate to say it, we've always worried about our weight.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't need to say that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Obviously, you want them to eat healthy, but mm-hmm. have you ever discussed or have they ever talked about like the word diet at all.
So we never use the word diet, but we use healthy food. So that's junk food and that's healthy food. So, you know, when they get home, as soon as they walk in the door, is it like 5:30 or 5:45? Mom, I want a snack. I want a snack. I'm like, then you need to go and get some healthy food, whether it's fruit, something. Or they try to eat a nut or butter or honey bun. I'm like, no, guys, that's the junk food. So I don't see, I don't know. I don't see fatty food. I don't see. And I've always said either for Gabriel, I call him Bubba. Grayson, I call him Buddy. But I've always, like, when Gabriel was a baby, he was a chunky monk. And he just wanted to squeeze, you know, or whatever. But I was picked on most of my life because I was a bigger child at different points in my life. And it still to this day, I'm in my late 30s and it bothers me.
Absolutely.
So I do watch what I say, but I also get worried because Gabriel has already been bullied at such a young age.
Sure.
So I don't know even the best way of approaching it. Of course, I just say, you're so handsome, buddy. You're so handsome.
Hey, that's exactly.
You know, but yeah.
I think that's what you got to do is just keep encouraging and keep having a conversation with him about it. You know, certainly don't ignore it. I wouldn't think, you know.
Well, he always does question though, why am I the tallest? Now his birthday is in August. So for him being a boy, we did hold him back. So he's one of the oldest, but he's not the oldest actually in his class. He is one of the oldest. But with that, you know, he is a little bit taller, but I mean, the doctors say when he was probably about 2 years old, his doctor's like, he's going to be like 6'5", 6'8". So get you ready. Get him on the football team, basketball, something.
Right.
But Barrett's whole family they're extremely tall.
Yeah.
I saw, it was Jesse Decker.
So for listeners, Jesse James Decker, who is married to a professional football player. She's an influencer herself. She put a picture of her kids on the
Instagram,
I believe it was Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
And their abs were very pronounced.
They were.
Very pronounced.
They were.
And I will say, I even showed the picture to Lewis and without even thinking of anything that might be hurtful or might be a conversation, I said, wow, look at those kids. Like, can you imagine having kids with abs like that?
Right. What are they doing?
Right. It was very noticeable.
Noticeable.
And she came out and she basically said, our kids are just, they play and they do the things that kids do and they just have a body that...
That does it.
But she took a lot of heat for posting that photo. And she came out and said, listen, don't talk about my kids.
No.
Their weight, which is exactly what we're talking about right here is...
Yeah. It's sad what our kids have to go through.
I have another one if you want me to go.
Yeah, bring it.
This one is from Parents Instagram, like Parents, the magazine. And real life parenting scenario. You ask your children to put on their shoes and they refuse. You try your best, but you end up yelling and threatening to take away their favorite toy. You might make it out the door, but you feel like you failed as a parent once again. Sound familiar? You're not alone. If you're curious about how to incorporate gentle parenting into your own life, tap the link at the bio. Have you heard of gentle parenting before?
I have seen some different things. I mean, that kind of stuff happens in our household every day. So. But I've never clicked on the thing.
Yeah. So like gentle parenting is essentially, I mean, it sounds like it's a lot of work. So Shannon, I don't think I'm into it.
I don't have patience. So. Oh, Lord.
And it's certainly a new type of behavior.
Okay.
Some of the things they suggest when I clicked on the link were explaining that unwanted behavior is often eliminated when children know what to expect of themselves. You can do this by saying things like, in a bit, we are going to leave to go to the store. You will need to put on your shoes now so you are ready to go when we leave. It says their expert explains that young children typically can understand the concept of little or easier than a specific amount of time. So instead of saying 15 minutes. And I think that with this concept of gentle parenting, which is kind of a new trend in parenting, it's very much explain to your children what they're doing wrong, which I agree. Yes, let's do that. But it's a lot of prep work ahead of time.
It's a lot of prep work.
Yes. So I have some faults with gentle parenting.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone, I don't think. And I don't think it's
for me
all the time. It's not for me all the time. So even a creditable, you know, Parents Magazine. It's been around forever.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see the types of things that they're putting on the internet.
I actually found a few things from the French culture.
Okay.
So the French are known for many things, cheese, their wine, champagne, the Eiffel Tower, and of course their food. But did you know that they have well-behaved children? And it's true.
I would probably believe that, yeah.
Right? Okay. So the few tricks that they actually have and that they recommend doing is, so number one, there's no such thing as kids' food. So the kids get what the adults eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not getting chicken fingers.
Mm-hmm.
If we're having, you know, grilled chicken and a salad, you're getting a grilled chicken and a salad. There's no question about it. They have their own beds in their own room.
Uh-huh.
They are very big on manners. They're really encouraged on being independent. Play is the most prioritized, you know, when it comes to, you're not playing a video game. You're playing basketball, or you're coloring, you're using your imagination. That is number one daily. There's no compromise when it comes to family time. And then kids are given pocket money. And that pocket money is to help when it comes to when a child wants maybe a little toy, or, you know, maybe it's a little sweet that they want at the store. 9 times out of 10, they said that they don't throw as much of a tantrum at the store because the parent says, you have your own pocket money. If that's what the money you want to spend on, then you can use your money to get that. And it helps, I guess, eliminate as many tantrums.
That's brilliant.
Right? So I honestly want to like live by some of this. And some of these things we already do as a household, but I really want to encourage this even more. And if that is the case, and it will help with eliminate some areas, I think that is wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's critical that we look at other cultures and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get stuck in our own world so much that we don't look outside the box, but I'm glad you brought those.
Right. Because a lot of times, I don't know about you, but it's like, oh my God, just leave me alone. Here's your computer. Here's your tablet. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
I will first to admit that I do that, but let's go outside. Let's throw the football for 5 minutes. Let's
make some memories, right?
Make some memories, exactly. And then we'll go back to where we are or whatever it may be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at the store, the boys, they don't throw as much of the tantrums with me. They do with my mom because they know they can get away with it because it's Nana.
Right.
So I'm going to really encourage my mom. Like, you give them a dollar and see how far it goes.
Right.
And that's it.
I mean, that teaches a lot of things more than just eliminating tantrums. That helps with, you know, buying
counting
things in the future.
And
counting, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The boys are on a kick right now that they really want to use their tooth fairy money, birthday money, and everything. Mm-hmm. They want to open up a bank account and they want to have a credit card, but they want to be able to use it when needed.
Okay.
But they want to be able to learn how to save and because I've
Acorn, I believe, is the company that
I don't know.
Does the kids does the cards.
I actually talked to our bank. We bank with South State Bank, and they actually offer opportunities for kids. So I am going to go and meet with one of the branch managers and set them up. They are coming with me, and they're going to set up their accounts. And so when they get birthday money and different things, they're going to put it in there. And they think that, you know what, when they're about 12 or 13, they're going to have enough money. Because I told them, I said, you want a cell phone, then you're going to have to help pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, Mama, we're going to save up money. So when we're ready and you say we can have a cell phone, we can help pay for
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I mean, I know that screen time's not the best, but
they've learned a lot.
That, and once Colton gets done with school, sometimes he just needs that decompress time and watch a little screen time. Mm-hmm. I tend to, when he's having his afternoon snack, right as we get home, gives me a few minutes.
Yep.
But he also is able to calm down a little bit and just decompress and take a few moments. And then, you know, we're able to have family time after that.
It is nice.
He's been going all day.
Mm-hmm.
So screen time's not always a bad thing.
No, it's not. You know, one of the things, though, is that the school nowadays is that these kids, though, are expected to be on their iPads a good part of the day. And you can tell it from just the eyesight. Gabriel wears glasses already, but you can just tell, like, it takes a lot on them. I mean, they're fortunate enough. They have recess. They have their specials and things along those lines. But even math is done, you know, on the iPads, you know, some of your English, some of your just your colors, different things, depending on what grade level you're in, is on that iPad. So, but with being on that iPad, the boys have kind of learned how to search for educational opportunities to learn because Grayson, he loves sports. So he really has researched so much about sports. And I joke, but I'm serious. This kid actually knows a lot about sports. And then Gabriel can tell you.
Well, you had to find out Tariq Hill from somewhere, right?
Right. So, you know, I mean, it is. It's really cool to see. And then Gabriel, of course, knows everything about dinosaurs. But Gabriel has really researched because one of the things that as a family we want to do is to go to Disney World, hopefully in the next year to 2 years. Gabriel has researched all the tips and tricks about Disney World and all the things that happens behind the scenes. I did not know about some of the
things.
There's
some really cool stuff.
There's really cool things. So I'm like, wow. All right, Gabriel, you planned our whole vacation, man.
Yes. All right. I have one last one, and it's just a fun one. But I saw this one on the Instagram handle is BabyList. They have some really fun content on their pages, but it was a picture of a baby and it basically said that moment when you fake being asleep to help your baby fall asleep and you accidentally take a 3-hour nap.
I love it.
I laugh because last night I woke up in Colton's bed at I think about 11:30 and I had been in there since 8:30. So
awesome.
Totally relate to that comment right there.
Yes. Well, and you know, he has a full size bed now, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's easy. Totally understandable.
Definitely did that.
And especially you're at a time right now. I mean, you're just getting back from maternity leave. You know, you're really trying to remember like what it's like for a full day of being at work and being full-time mom too.
Yes.
So that's a lot.
Yeah. But it just proves that the internet can provide a little laugh every once in a while.
Oh, you want to laugh? You want to angry? You want some crying? Go to the internet. Do you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback? Email us at myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at myrtlemomswithmargs. Again, that's at myrtlemomswithmargs. Please subscribe to our podcast on any platform that you listen to and give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.